Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Kedusha, which is really the last Masechta in Seder Noshim. A lot of the Yisoidos that are going to be in the Masechta were really covered in Ksubis, some in Yevamis, some in Gittin. But now we're going to have a Chazora on some Yisoidos and a lot of Hoysofis, Mietzah Hashem. The Masechta starts with the Oifanim, the Maisei Kinyan that a person could use to create the Kinyan called Ishus. The Mishnah approaches it from the standpoint of a Kinyan. A husband is Koina ki yikach ishisho, the Torah says. The Torah says two things. Ki yikach ishisho, uboleo. So the ki yikach is the Kinyan. Uboleo is the fact that they're now living together as husband and wife. Generally speaking, we would refer to the first part, the Kinyan, the kicha, as the Kinyan, we would refer to that as erisin. The second part, which is the fact that they're miyuchodim zelozeh liishus, and they have that relationship, that we would refer to as nesuin. The kinyan proper, which really shares an identity with all other maise kinyonim, is really the fact that we're going to learn now that there are three maise kinyonim. There's kesef, there's shtar, and there's bir. Agav that, the Mishnah tells us kinyoni ishus, how ishus koina herself from the baal, Yovam, Yevama, and so on. And with that, the Mishnah in the second half of the first perek goes off really into all Maisei Kinyonim. If Maseches Gittin is Maseches Shtorois, then Maseches Kiddushin is Maseches Kinyonim. And we have discussed a variety of Kinyonim, how a person buys a field, how a person buys a house, how a person buys Mitalkalin, how he buys a Balchai, how he buys an Eved. All these things have certain things in common with the Kicha of Kiddushin. Now, the Kicha of Kiddushin obviously, it's not just a Kenyan. And if anything, you could ask yourself, is an Isha Mamoino Ishabal? But Lamaisa, the way the Kenyan is created between a husband and a wife, a husband is kind of with a Maisa Kicha, is a Maisa Kenyan. It's learned out, Kicha Kicha Mistea from, we learn out that the Kesef is kind of, even though you're not buying the Isha, you're not buying the Isha like you're buying a field, the money that you're giving is not for the value of the Isha. What we're saying now, by the way, is the stomius, we'll say it over Mufurish, of a machlokes in the beginning of Hilchis Mekachu Memka of Kinyon of Kinyi Kesef, a famous machlokes, perhaps the most famous machlokes between the Sma and the Taz, where the Sma says that the Indian of being Mekadosh and Isha with a Shavu Pruta is the same as buying a field with a Shavu Pruta. Same way a person could be coin a field with a Shav Pruta, even if the field is worth $1 million, the rest of the money is owed. But the actual Kenyan can be created by receipt of the Shav Pruta from the Lekech to the Meicha. The same is true by Isha. And that becomes the value. Whatever you decide, whatever she's miskadeshes with, that becomes the value of the Kenyan. And the Taz argues, and the Welt understands that what stating the Taz is that Kiddushin, even if it's learnt out, the Maisa is a Maisa of Kesef that's given over from one hand to another hand, but it's inherently different. Field is the Kesef that's given is what's called by Achrenim Kesef Shivui. It's Kesef, the value of the field, or at least partial value of the field, like we just said. Mashenken by Kesef Isha, there's a Maisa that creates Kiddushin, but it's not a regular Maisa Kinyan. That's for sure that an Isha is not Mamoino Shobal. He's not Koine her the way he's Koine a field. We learn out the Maisa that does the Kenyan. However you want to take it, there is a Maisa Kenyan by Kiddushin. There's also, like we said, there's the Chela Koyishus. And there's also the Isser, the fact that she has a Din, Chayve Misa, that she's Asura L'Kol Olam. Because of that, we might add, it's the only place where we find a Havamina that you would need more than one Maisa Kenyan. The Yerushalmi actually has a very fascinating Havamina that Ho'isha Niknes Bekesef Bishtar Ubebir. Now, who ever heard that by a field or by a cow, do you need to do more than one Maisa Kinyan? There's no need for two Maisa Kinyanim. And the answer has to be because Kiddushin has inherently different parts. The Kesef, so to speak, is the Chelek HaKinyan. The Kesef Shtar and Bir, the Shtar, maybe we'll call it the Chelek HaIsser. We just learned how the Get takes off the Isser of an Isha Labailo. And the bio is the Ishus, is the Yichud Lishus. So there might be a Havamina, a legitimate Havamina. They need Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Kamash Malon, that either of the three Maisim creates the whole gamut of whatever is included in the Kinyan of Kiddushin, in the Ishus of Kiddushin, in the Isser of Kiddushin. So that's the Mishnah that we have. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha niknes b'sholosh drachim. A woman is niknes, is a strange way to say it. Normally you would say Ha'ish koine, which really is the Lashon in the beginning of the second parak in the Masechta over here. Lashon in the Mishnah is Ha'ish mekadesh. That would be a better way to say it. Over here, Ha'isha niknes. So first of all, the Lashon mekadesh and niknes is because the Isha, we're talking over here not so much about the Issa, we're talking over here about the Maisa Kinyan, like we just said. So it's Ha'isha niknes. That's the schus that the Baal has in her as a Maisa Kinyan. And we call it in a Lashon Kinyan, which is consistent, like we said, that it shares in common all Maisa Kinyanim b'chol ha'tarikula. Why it says Ha'isha niknes, so the Gemara explains, because the Ish is koin of the Isha, not vice versa. In fact, what would be, let's say the Isha would want to make the Maisa and she would want to be niknes to him, it wouldn't work. There's even a Havamina. We know that there's a din that by Bishas Maisa Kedushin, the way we do it is the Chosin gives the Kal the ring, which we'll call the Kesef Kedushin. And he says, Hariyam Kudeshes Li, which really, according to Maskonis HaGemara, really can be dispensed with, because you know that it's Kedushin. It's what's called in the Gemara, Asukim Ba'isayin, which means they're standing there, she's with a gown, he's with a chosin suit. The photographers, the mechutonim, the chuppah, everything is there. It's clear that what they're doing is Kedushin. He doesn't need to define it as Kedushin by saying, Hariyam Kudeshes Li. But Lamaisa, let's say she would say it, let's say she would say, Hare ani niknes loch b'tabazu. The Gemara leaves as a bayit loyiv, shetot sasofik, then maybe that passes the Mais Kedushin. Why? Because since what defines as a Mais Kedushin, lamaisa is the amira, Hare amu kudeshes li, if she does it, she's called doing it. B'loshen haran nidorm dav choftes, at all the achrenim quote, the Ran says that the husband is koine the isha is mafkir atzmoloi. She doesn't mean hefker, she's not mafker herself. Kedushin means that she allows herself to be konui to him either his maisa. Avada Kedushin has to be midaito. First of all, like every Kenyan, there has to be a das makne. Second of all, there's a specific din in Kedushin where v'yotze v'hoisa, the Rashi says v'yotze v'hoisa, that it has to be midaito. So Kedushin has to be performed midaita, but still the actual maisa is being done by the Baal. Ki yikach ish isha. If she's part of the maisa, the Gemara says that could be that the whole maisa Kedushin is no longer called a ki yikach ish isha. So that's why the Mishnah says over here, ha'isha niknes. It says it in that way. She's koni to him, he's doing the maisa. The koino is atzmo b'shtei drochim. She's koino herself b'shtei drochim. It sounds like she's a more active participant. She's actually koino herself. And that we're going to have to see. So what are the three ways that she's niknes? Bekesef, bishtar, ubibil. So kesef, like we said, is really learnt out. It's not an original din by Kedushin. It's learnt out. The Torah says, ki yikach ish isha. The Torah says, kicha, by stei Ephron, in Pashas Chayisoro, by the Moros HaMachpel, it says over there that Avram bought from Ephron Achiti, bought for money, bought the Moros HaMachpel. So we learn out over there that kesef works to buy an isha. Ki yikach ish isha b'kesef. Kesef, by the way, does not have to be only money. Prut is the smallest coin that's used in cash. It doesn't only have to be money. It could be, the Mishnah is going to say, b'kesef or b'shava kesef. What's interesting is that by a field, over there, Taisu says, it's pasha. You don't need an extra pasha to tell you that kesef works and shava kesef also works. Pasha. If kesef works, that means that the moicher could be nisratze to sell his field for that amount of money. So let's say he doesn't want cash, he wants a car, he wants a house, he wants a field, and said, you can sell it for whatever you want. And that means that if they agree, he could pay him with whatever he wants. That's a milsa pshita, it's a svara. Mashenkin by kesef kedushin, it would sound like it's not exactly the maisa kicha. We just said over a machlekes to Taz and the Sma. According to the Taz, the kesef is not kesef shivoi, it's not the value of the isha. You're not paying for the woman. There's a maisa kinyan that's done on her that's learnt out that maisa from a field. You're not buying an isha the same way you'd buy a field. So maybe it only works if it's kesef proper. Maybe not shava kesef. So that the Mishnah is going to have to speak out. You don't find the Mishnah talking about kinyonim that when you buy a field, kesef and shavah kesef. It's only over here where the Mishnah has to speak it out because over here it's a kiddush. So that's kesef. He says Ariyam Kudesh Asli, like he says, he has, we just said, he has to say Ariyam Kudesh Asli, not her. B'tabazu, why we do b'tabaz is a good question. Say Shtal Shlos of a Minik by Klai Yisrael, but Be'etzim, you could be Mekadosh with anything. As long as it has a defined value and she knows what she's getting, which is why they give a plain gold ring and not a diamond, because with a diamond you have no way of estimating how much it's worth. So we're choshish over there that there might be a chsar in Gmir's das. The Mefarshim say. So that's Bekesef. The Maisa, by the way, has to be done like we've seen other places and say the Noshim. There's a din of every Dovah Sheba Erva not only needs two Edim to be made in Bezdin La'achra Maisa, but it needs two Edim to see the actual Maisa. The Maisa Kedushin is not a Maisa Kedushin unless it's witnessed by two Edim. The same way the Maisa Gerushin also has to have two Edim. Now, does it have to be the Edim to see the giving over of the get or the Edim that are signed on the get? We discussed that extensively in the first parak of Masechet Get, in the last parak. It's called an Edim Chsimakati, Edim Mesirakati. But over here, you certainly need two Edim to witness the giving over of Kedushin. There's a question. Let's say Edim heard him say, Areyam Kudesh Asli, B'tabazu, and then a second later they see the ring on her finger, but they didn't see the ring being put on her finger. Is that called seeing the Kedushin? Or that's only called seeing it La'achra Maisa? That's not called seeing it, even though you know clearly what happened. Is that called seeing it? That's a famous Machlokes Rishonim. So that's Bekesef. Bishtar, the same way we learned in Maseches Gittin, we learn out V'yotzeh V'hoyso, that the Yitziyah of a wife from her husband's yeshus, of a get, which is where the Torah says it, teaches us that havaya, what brings a woman into her husband's yeshus, also has to be learnt out the same maisa. So that teaches us that a shtar works. What's the shtar by get? Is hareat muteres l'chol adam. Gufa shall get hareat muteres l'chol adam. With the shtar by giving it to her, he's giving her herself. So shtar kedushin is the opposite. It's really written by him, which is interesting because since he's the buyer, let's say a shtar kinyan on karka is written by the seller, but here, since we have the klal of ki yikach hashisha, it has to be created by him. So the shtar that has a koyach to create kinyan kedushin is written by him. It says, Hare at mikudeshes li b'shtar zu, and he gives it to her. That's the maisa that's done. Bibiyo is, he has to say, his kach li bibiyo zu. Now, L'choir, the same way, the shtar needs Edim. Again, the shtar on the Edim, the shtar witnessing the giving over of the Edim. Kefi amavur b'mesachas gittin. The Kedushin, the Edim witnessing the giving over of the Tabas. B'bia, they don't have to see the actual Maisa. All they have to see, we had in the last parak of Gittin, that when we see a man being misyached with a woman, and it's l'shem ishus, or it's on a background of ishus. Even a couple, we had written up a get. A couple we had given a get, even. They're divorced. But since we see them as having a relationship, when they go into a makom seser, and the same thing is true over here, they go into a makom seser, and it's not just a man and a woman, they're unaffiliated. He said, Areyam Kudesh Asli B'biyazu, and the Edim see that, that's called they see the Biyah. Gemara does say that anybody who does this ma'isa, it gets makis mardus, shleyu b'nei sisuah prutzen. In any case, those are the three drachim b'kesef shtar u'bibiyo. The Mishnah adds, b'shamay oimrim, b'dinor u'b'shove dinor. How much kesef? We just said shove pruta. That's really b'chol ha'tarikula, every kinyan, or any monetary anything, is talin a pruta. How much is called gezel? A pruta. How much money is called hezik, that you could be teveh and bezen, a pruta? How much money do you need to be koina, a field, an eved, a car, a pruta? Beis Shammai says kedushin is not the same. It has to be dinner. A dinner kesef is 1/25th of a dinner zov. The Pashas is only a dinder abonah. Beis Shammai said that it has to be a madbeh chashuva. To say it's a madbeh kol shuhu, it's made out of nechoshes, by the way, is a pruta. A matbea, that's the standard measurement in the times of Chazal. Yeah, the same way you have the smallest coin by us is a penny. But what do we measure things? What's called money? Money is a dollar. You buy a car, you buy it in dollars. You buy even a bottle of soda, you buy it in dollars. That's money. So over here also, a dinner shel kesef is money. Beis Shammai adds the detail that we pointed out, b'shove dinner. Beisil Oimrim. Beisil doesn't have this chumrah that midrabonon you need a dinner. And by the way, the reason why Beishama is geyser that it has to be bedinner is in order that it should be with chshivus. So Beisil, if he doesn't have that, so then he's back to shir kesef in any kinyan b'chalat v'kulu b'pruta b'shav v'pruta. The Mishnah speaks out over here because this is the prototype of all dinei kesef. Kamehi pruta echad mishmoino b'isur hoitalki. Isur hoitalki is a very small silver coin. So what we do is we measure kesef in the Torah is with a madbeh shel kesef of silver. The pruta, which is the minimal amount of coin, and like we said, that's been a chayshis, we have to measure it klape, how much it is in silver. So the Mishnah gives the smallest coin of silver, echad mishmoina b'isur hoitalki, it's 1/8 in the chayshis of that. Just to put in perspective, the pruta is what's called in the Mefarshim, the Rav brings it down, a chatzi garin shel seira. That's the weight. The chatzi garin shel seira is a very small amount of weight. The reason why it comes out that way is because the Isur HaItalki is like 4 garine seira. To put in perspective, in proportion to a dinner kesev is 96 garinim shel seira, and Isur HaItalki is 4. What's 4 to 96? 24. The ratio is 1 to 24, and a pruta is 1/8 of that. So 8 times 124 is 192. That'll be the ratio, 1 to 192. It's a lot more. The koinah is atzma. Now the Mishnah adds on, how does a woman get herself? How does she koinah herself? Now one maisa over here, you could say the koinah is atzma, because you could talk about it in terms of a maisa kinyan. And even that is questionable. The mice of her getting a get, you could say that when she gets a get, she's kind to herself. Even though, normally when a person's kind to something, they have to do it proactively. If there's two parties to a kinyan, the one who's actually doing something is the one who's being kind. I could allow somebody else to be kind to my car. I allow him to make a mice kinyan on my car. If I am in agreement, I have das that his kinyan should be kind to, the one who does the mice kinyan is him. Over here, she's not a party. You don't need her das for gerushin. A husband can be megarish his wife bal kocho, and he doesn't do the maisa. But since the get la maisa is chal when it's biyoda v'nosam biyoda, that makes the chalos gerushin. You could, in a manner of speaking, call that a koines atzma beget. Interesting is b'misa sabal. She's koine herself b'misa sabal. It's a kinyan, so it doesn't mean that's a maisa kinyan. It means it's a state where la maisa now she's bishus atzma. B'misa sabal la maisa she's koine herself. The Mishnah adds, "Hayivomim niknes bebiyo." The only way for a yivomim to become niknes to a yovam is with the ma'isa biyo. Shtar and kesef do not work midaraisa. We had a shmuz barichus in yivomim. One of the more complicated in yonim sechus yivomim. It's called maimar. Chazal were mesakin that, let's say, if Reuven dies and leaves over 3 wives to Shimon, Shimon makes maimar, i.e., he's mekadosh one of the women. There's Rachel, Leah, and Zilpah. And is Mekadosh one of them, Bekesef or Beshtar. The Maisa Kedushin is nothing, because as far as Kedushin is concerned, like Rashi says in Yevamah's Daf Nun Beis, she's an Eish Esach. It's only that there's a Kinyan called Yibum, Yevamah Yovah Aleh V'Yibmo. So only Bio works. The Kesef and Shtar, however, on a Durabana level, it's as if that woman is Mekudesh Estim, and now he can't marry either of the other two women. And also, where Yevama, he could free, she could be Koina Atzma, which is the next line in the Mishnah, Bechalitza, over here, since Midrabon, they give it a status of Kedushin, he'll have to give her a get as well. That's B'arichus in the 5th Perek in Yevamos. So, HaYevama Niknes Bebiya, we might add that there's something in common, Yevama Niknes Bebiya, together with what we just said about a Maisa Kinyan. Normally a Maisa Kinyan is something that one person does Bidas. Reuven is koine from Shimon, a field, a house, a car, whatever it is. He's koine. The koine does a maisa kinyan, and the makne is gomer das. There's gemir is das on the part of the makne for the koine to be koine. Over here, by Yevam and Niknes Bibia, first of all, he could be bo'ale al bal korcha. So the makne in this case, the isha, there's no das. It could be done bal korcha, similar to a get, which doesn't need the koine to have das. But in Yibum, there's an extra chiddush that even the Miyabim doesn't have to be bidas. The Mishnah says, Yovam Shabar al Yavama, in the fifth parak in Yavamas, even if it was completely ba'inis, b'shoigig, whatever it is, he was yoshin, he's kainer. So it would seem to me that that's not a regular Maisa Kinyan that does with acquiescence, with das, with gemiras das, but it's just a metzias that the Torah mandates that when there's a Maisa beer between the Yovam and the Yavama, by definition they become married. In Yavamas we had an interesting machleks v'shoinim, where some Rishonim, the Mukiyosef, and others hold you don't need Eide Kiyum for Yibum. What do you mean? It's a Davar Shebeva creates a marriage? Based on what we just said, the explanation might be is this. By Gerushin and Kedushin, somebody's actually creating something. The husband, by doing a Maisa Kesef, Biyad Ho'isha, is being Koino, Kiyikach Ishisha. A get, the husband by giving a get, he's shafing a Gerushin, he's being Mafkir the Ishus. By Yibum, the Torah creates it when the state of Biyah is there. The state of Ishus is there by definition. The Torah imposed the Yibum marriage. If that's the case, since it's not the people involved that are doing it, it's the Torah imposed it, somebody else doesn't need a kiyum. They're not creating it. The same is true, by the way, by Chalitza. Others want to tell you that Chalitza, Reb Chaim is all shtickle and sefer, comes from Rishonim, that Chalitza doesn't need a kiyum. Because the state of Zika is Torah imposed. It's not a state that the man or the woman, or the man and the woman, create. It's something that the Torah creates or takes off. So Chalitza also doesn't need a kiyum. So Chalitza and Yibum might be slightly different than the other Maisa Kinyonim, than Gerush and Gedushin, but the Mishnah is talking about Lamaisa, Maisa Kinyonim, and state of Kinyonim. Witness the fact that the Mishnah includes Misa Sayovam, which is not a Kinyon. It's just Lamaisa, it creates a state of being where she's Koni Latzma. Misa Sabal creates a state where she's Koni Latzma. It's not a Maisa Kinyon. Certainly don't need a kiyum on a husband dying to be Mater her Lashuk. So these are the dinim over here that are in the Mishnah.